Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, October 30th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the City Council to approve a lower pay raise for the mayoral position. Koch says he'll ask the council at their November 10th meeting to lower the annual salary from $285,000 to $225,000. Currently, the annual mayoral salary is $159,000. Koch says he decided to ask for the lower increase after hearing from residents and councilors about the issue. The decision also comes after a group of residents sued the city when their efforts to get a question about the salary on next week's election ballot were rejected by the city. That case is still pending in Norfolk Superior Court, and a hearing is scheduled for today. Koch will also propose that the mayoral salary increase 3% each year after 2028, when the new salary would take effect. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises has proposed raising the mayoral salary to $183,000, with 2% annual raises for all elected officials. The citizens argue that the city rejected thousands of names on a ballot petition because they were illegible, keeping their question off next week's ballot. Koch says his proposal to increase the mayoral pay to $225,000 represents a 3% annual raise since 2016, the last time the salary was adjusted. A proposal to extend the lease to Quarry Hills Associates of Quincy to operate the Granite Links Golf Course for another 50 years after their current lease expires in 2056 cleared the Massachusetts House. The Home Rule petition received a favorable report after a third reading in the House this week and was sent to the Senate for further discussion. Mayor Thomas Koch says he's not aware of any amendments made to the petition. The proposal was already approved by the Quincy City Council. It was amended by the city to extend the lease by 50 years rather than 99 years, as first proposed, after residents expressed concern about losing control of the property for that length of time. Some residents still worry that 50 years is too long and that the agreement is not financially beneficial for the city. Quarry Hill says it needs the lease extension to secure financing for a planned 110-room hotel at that site. Well, tomorrow is the last day of early voting for the November 4th election in Quincy. Voters may cast ballots at City Hall today and tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. In-person voting will take place next Tuesday, November 4th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the same polling locations as the September preliminary election. Mail-in ballots are due back at City Hall by November 4th at 8 p.m. As SNAP recipients prepare to go without their nutrition assistance benefits replenished in November, a state program will continue allowing users to buy fruits and vegetables as long as they have a balance on their EBT cards. The Healthy Incentives Program, also known as HIP, is a state benefit for SNAP users. It's a way for SNAP users to maximize their monthly benefits. If you're enrolled in SNAP or have received SNAP benefits in the last 60 days, you are automatically enrolled in HIP. There is no separate application to apply. SNAP recipients can purchase locally grown produce at participating vendors such as farmers markets, farm stands, or mobile markets. Starting in September, the amount of HIP funds provided depends on household size. Households of 1 to 2 people receive $40 a month. 3 to 5 people receive $60 a month. 6 or more receive $80 a month. It renews at the start of every month. In order to access HIP, SNAP recipients must have a balance on their EBT card, even if it is a penny. Here in Quincy, over 16,000 people receive SNAP benefits each month. The Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities has denied a major portion of Eversource's anticipated winter rate increase for NSTAR gas, saving customers about $45 million. The utility company had requested that a 13% rate hike take effect on Saturday, November 1st. But the DPU ruled that NSTAR Gas failed to meet key performance benchmarks, particularly in customer satisfaction, required under a 2020 agreement. As a result, the company will not be allowed to collect the additional charges. Last month, Governor Healey called Eversource's proposed rate increase outrageous. While the DPU rejected the performance-based rate increase, it did approve funding for safety and reliability upgrades, ensuring continued investment in critical infrastructure. NSTAR Gas provides service to about 303,000 customers in 51 cities and towns across Massachusetts. The DPU is still reviewing all potential winter rate changes for gas bills by the other gas utilities, including potential 17% raise in bills for Eversource's EGMA customers, mostly in the Lowell and Cape Cod areas. Those decisions will be made before the start of the winter heating season. And in a separate move, the DPU also extended the residential shutoff moratorium for electric and gas service. NewPro, a Woburn-based home remodeling company, abruptly closed its doors yesterday, leaving both employees and customers with many unanswered questions. The company didn't provide a reason for their closing in an email, only that it intends to pay all employees final wages earned through yesterday. The email also stated health insurance benefits would be cut off tomorrow. The company's website suddenly became inaccessible yesterday. The well-known company's been a fixture for 80 years. In 2022, it was acquired by a private equity-backed company. Well, the annual wreath-laying ceremony will be held today for the 290th birthday anniversary of President John Adams in Quincy. Ceremony is at noontime at the United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents in Quincy Center. The theme of this year's ceremony will be recognizing the 250th anniversary of the United States Navy, which Adams helped to found. Representatives from the Quincy Navy Reserve Center will present the wreath on behalf of the White House at the president's tomb in the basement crypt of the church. Ceremony will also include remarks from high school students, Mayor Thomas Koch, and Stephen Robinson, an Adams family descendant. Lieutenant Commander Wesley Schlesinger from the Quincy Navy Reserve Center will deliver the keynote address. The Navy Band Northeast and Quincy Choral Society will provide music. The public is welcome to attend the free ceremony. Tonight, the Adams Presidential Center, in partnership with Quincy 400, will present a national security symposium about the evolution of America's security. The panel will feature remarks from retired General Joseph Dunford of Quincy, the former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Congressman Stephen Lynch, and Jonathan Hurdle, a business leader and incoming board chairman of the Museum of the American Revolution. Dr. Kirk Graham of the Adams Presidential Center will moderate the discussion. It begins at 5:30 at Quincy High School. Registration is free and open to the public. The forum will be live and online at theadamspresidentialcenter.org. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office is hosting a blood drive today at Braintree Town Hall from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The drive is being held in conjunction with the Braintree Rotary Club and will support Boston Children's Hospital. Appointments are required by going to bostonchildrens.org/halfpints or calling 617-355-6677. Blood donors must be at least 17 years old or 16 with parental consent, weigh 110 pounds, and a photo ID is required. All donors will receive a Halloween t-shirt. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 74 points. The NASDAQ rose 130. The S&P is off just a fraction. Asian shares initially retreated after President Trump's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The dollar rose, the euro is up, oil at $60 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat Cleveland 125-105. They'll be in Philly against the 76ers tomorrow night at 7. Bruins are home tonight hosting the Sabres at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Rain moving in and a high of 58 degrees. Tonight, wind and rain with lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow could start out with some showers, then turn mostly cloudy and windy. The high of 61. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 56. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high 54. For the boater, a gale warning goes into effect later today. Winds out of the east will be gusting to 25 knots and waves 3 to 4 feet. High tide, 6:35 p.m. Sunrise, 7:14. Sets at 5:39. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, October 30th.